Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Were you impacted by flash flooding in Kerry overnight? Killarney was hit with torrential rain between about 7 and 8 p.m. last night. It was described by many as the worst in a lifetime. There were road closures. Now, the flood water was cleared by 10 p.m., but an immense cleanup is underway. So we want to hear from you if you were trying to drive home through it, or get from A to B, or perhaps your home and business was impacted. Do get in touch. You can WhatsApp us. That number again is 087 1400 106. We'll go to the phones, where I'm joined by Ciara Curran, manager of Faultshire Hotel in Killarney. Well, Faultshire to you, Ciara. How are you?
Good. How are you, Claire?
I'm not too bad at all. Tell us a bit about last night.
It was just crazy to watch. Everyone was looking out the windows. It was just the worst rain everyone had seen. And the next thing, the water level on the ground was just rising in front of our eyes. And it was just absolutely crazy to watch.
And when you say it was rising, do you mean that you could start to see it come inside, or no? You're looking on the streets.
It was on the streets, yeah. It was just starting to come in our front door. It was like waves coming in the front door, and then the rain just started to lighten. And only because of the response from Kerry County Council and the fire department and the guards, they were outstanding. They had everything cleared so quickly. There could have been so much more damage done.
Yeah, reading all of the reports, it really seems that way, that they really jumped into action very, very quickly. To have all of the excess water moved on by 10 p.m. is massive. What about you, Ciara? As manager, you were responsible for protecting the hotel and the staff and guests as much as you can. Were you panicking, or did you manage to keep your cool?
No, we stayed calm. We got sandbags. We partially closed the kitchen just to keep everyone safe. And we stayed nice and calm. And once the rain kind of lightened, everyone could relax again.
Because the weather certainly is changing. I know we've been talking about the drought for a long time and the big hot spell that we've had. But when we get rain lately, we really get rain. So has this made you think about preparing as we move into perhaps wetter months a little better?
Oh, absolutely. There'll definitely be plans put in place just in case this were to ever happen again. But hopefully it doesn't.
Great. Well, you managed to get out unscathed and keep your cool, Ciara. I'm very impressed. Do stay on the line. I want to bring Brendan on. You're on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. You got caught in the traffic yesterday. Was it bad?
Yeah, Claire, it was frightening, as Ciara was saying there. I mean, I was working in Tralee in Radio Kerry, so I was making my way home then back to Killarney, and typical Killarney traffic, I was thinking, on the bypass, and then it just started raining, and raining like I actually had never seen before. It was incredibly heavy and just really persistent as well. I mean, normally when you get a big, heavy drops of rain, it'll last, you know, your 5, your 10 minutes, but this is just going on and was getting heavier than anything. And then you could just see the streams of water on roads where, you know, there's no nearby river or stream or water source that you're thinking it could be a flooding area or a flood spot. And they just seem to be pooling everywhere. And like, it was actually like you were driving on a stream as opposed to a road. So it was just frightening how quickly things happened. And again, in areas of the town that you would not associate with flooding either. And there has been recent roadwork. So you're trying to think, is there something with that? Is it the drains not being cleared? Is it just the amount of rain? I think it was just kind of that perfect storm of the first bit of rain that we've had in about 2 months. And it was heavier than anything I can remember seeing.
And it's dangerous driving conditions, isn't it? It's very unnerving mm-hmm. when you've got the window wipers going full throttle and you still can't see out your window. So much as no one likes to be in traffic, and I understand what would have taken you normally 10 minutes took you an hour and 15. It's perhaps best to slow down in those conditions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was bumper to bumper everywhere and people were getting impatient then. I mean, I was trying to be clever about it to avoid any of those big pools because the car I was in was not really, you know, one of those big SUVs built for the countryside. It was a city car, really. So I was trying to be very tactical about what puddles I might encounter. But even those roads that you would think would never, ever have any flooding. I was driving down Countess Road and out of an estate there. There's a bit of a, you know, houses on hills kind of. So that then turned into a stream. It looked like whitewater rapids, which sounds like a total exaggeration, but it was streaming down the entire street. People driving on the wrong side of the road in order to get past these deeper bits of water. And it was dangerous. I mean, the visibility was poor. The levels of water was just frightening. And I've never, ever seen anything like it. And there were several routes where cars did get stuck. I mean, outside the outlet centre, there's a railway bridge where a car and a van became undone because the water obviously affected the engine and they cut out. So that cut off that route there. And there were several more routes where I had to abandon ship and turn around and try and find another way home. So you're trying to be safe. You're trying to be tactical and just keep your wits about you and not lose patience because, you know, thankfully the rain doesn't last like that forever. So it did eventually die down. And again, like Ciara was saying, the fire services and the local response from the council, it was incredible to get the drains cleared and to, you know, try and make it passable for everyone to get home safe.
Were you back on those same roads again today, Brendan? And is all that access water gone?
Yeah, it's like it never happened. It's like I was making things up on my way home yesterday evening. Because
it was a dream.
So, no, it was just literally I drove every one of those routes, basically, that I took yesterday and not a drop of water on them, like, you know. So maybe it is that drainage issue that, you know, it hadn't been cleared. I'm not sure what the reasons are. But look, it seems to be back to normal now. And like you mentioned as well, Ciara, that the way that rain is falling now, it just seems to be more intense and more rainfall within shorter periods of time. So hopefully now, like I was down at the lake over the weekend and was shocked by how low the lakes of Killarney are. So that would be our closest water source. There is underground streams in the town. So you're just worried now if we go another month or even next week, like those lakes are going to rise 5-10 feet, you know, after all of that rain that I saw last night. So you'd just be worried about that happening again. And you know, how can we fix a problem that we didn't deem a problem until last night?
100%, Brendan. Thanks a million for coming on. And the rain was really only for about an hour last night between 7 and 8 p.m. So if it went on a little bit longer, where would that leave all of those areas that Brendan is talking about? Well, Johnny Maguire is president of Killarney Chamber. Johnny, you're very welcome on Lunchtime Live here this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Claire, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come on air this morning. And I'm very pleased to be speaking on behalf of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce here this morning. And everything is back to normal.
And it does sound like, you know, both Ciara and Brendan, and as I said, any of the reports I read or heard this morning, the local response was exceptional.
It certainly was, and all credit is due to the council workers, the fire services and the Gardaí. They were, as you said earlier, and the previous speakers have highlighted, they were out immediately, and the catastrophic situation was dealt with efficiently and effectively. And then the great thing was that God was on our side. He stopped the deluge, and we were very fortunate. It was really getting, every minute that went by, things were getting more and more serious. As Ciara highlighted there, looking out the window of her hotel to see the waters coming up, lapping at her door, and sandbags being put in place. It is something that I never, as a Killarneyman, I never experienced before. And it when it happens, when it comes to your own door, it's truly, truly frightening.
Yeah, and water can be so damaging to a home or to a business. And I suppose lots of people are asking the question, is Killarney prepared for if this happens again and goes on longer than before?
Well, I think last night, what last night did was after 2 months of drought, probably the hottest period that, again, we have ever experienced in living memory. And the land, the ground all around Killarney, and all not just around Killarney, all around the country, the ground is rock hard. And when that deluge came last night, the ground didn't hold the water. It just literally ran off, ran onto the streets, ran onto the laneways, ran onto the roadways, and all that filters down. The main drainage source for the town of Killarney is it all ends up in the lakes. And unfortunately, the volume that came wasn't held by the land. And it came towards the town, which is in a hollow beside the lakes. And then that causes the backlog that we got last night. But I think last night possibly cleared out 2 months of drought. And please God, we won't have another episode like that. But I will, as a businessman in the town, I know that we had a difficult situation. We run a craft shop and a restaurant, and similar to Kira in the Fáilte Hotel, the waters were coming in our door last night, but we managed to keep it out. And we will be taking, you know, making sure that our drains are well cleaned out. The drain services are going to be working overtime in the next week to make sure that everything is readiness, because once this happens, we're into the wet season now, and all precautions need to be taken.
Yeah, there's lots of people texting in suggesting that drains need to be cleared and rivers need to be dredged to just ensure that as much preparation as possible is put in. So you're saying that that will begin to happen now, Johnny?
Well, I can't speak about dredging rivers, but I do know, like, this as a businessman, that I will certainly make sure that with anybody with a flat roof, with gullies, with drains, with any water egress, they need to take all necessary steps now that we've had this, you know, event that took place last night. As you, Claire, have highlighted, in 1 hour, like, the town came to a standstill for Brendan to take an hour and a half to, or thereabouts, to do a 10-minute journey. That's what it was like. It was truly, truly, truly frightening. You know, there's an expression that the rain cats and dogs, but the frogs were falling last night as well. There was cats and dogs and frogs. It was incredible, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, thankfully we were able to smile about it as an experience, because everything ended up being okay. Johnny Maguire, President of Killarney Chamber, thanks for talking to me today. And that's interesting. I've read the same thing about the fields of Stradbally and Laois for Electric Picnic, that it's really changed how any rain is hitting the ground. The fact that we've had, as Johnny said, the weeks and weeks of drought has caused the ground to become so dry that instead of the rain soaking into it and it going muddy, it just sort of falls off and then begins to collate in all the different areas, like the town, like the roads. So hopefully it got a bit of a soaking, and things will change from here on in, as well as other preparations taking place. Jason is on the line from Dan Lenehan's Bar. Jason, what was it like for you last night?
Good afternoon, Claire. It was frightening, to tell you the truth. We were kind of millimetres away from disaster with the water just coming straight up to the doorway. But as Ciara said, and Johnny and Brendan, that the emergency response was amazing. And you really get to see what the town is like when something like this happens, and everybody else out helping each other up until late last night and even early this morning. Now neighbours are out helping each other. But again, to reiterate, it was scary that it could happen just so fast.
And that's lovely to hear, because Brendan mentioned a few people were getting a little frustrated and impatient in the cars and in the traffic. But you felt a bit of community spirit around, that everybody was helping everybody else out.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you'd get a phone call like, here would be a neighbour of ours from across the road in the Fáilte, that, you know, if you need anything, can we do anything for you? Can we do it, you know, and vice versa. Clarence's very resilient that way. Like, we bounce back and help each other out as much as possible.
And was there any impact to the bar, or, like Ciara, was it, you know, something that just sort of happened outside and didn't make its way into the business?
Again, we were very fortunate there. Like, we were millimetres away of it actually coming through into the bar. Now, our store got slightly damaged, but that wouldn't be too much. That's up the road from one of the other businesses there, just up the road from us, which would be Music Express, who actually got a bit of damage as well. Again, out with sandbags and helping out and see as much as possible.
And do you feel prepared then, Jason, as we go into rainier months, that you and the business are prepared, and indeed the county is prepared?
Well, like from a personal business side of it, you would say, well, you can only do so much yourself. Do you know, you when so much comes down at you at once, you can only deal with it as it comes. I think there's the infrastructure side of things that needs to be dealt with as well, but that's beyond our pay grade, we'll say.
Yeah, well, look, I'm glad everything, you know, you came out unscathed and came out with an idea that, you know, your neighbours have your back. But sounds like you don't forget that often anyway. That's Jason there from Dan Lenehan's Bar in Killarney. Well, you can keep your text coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. A texter says, obviously, we need to focus on responding to flood events, but we also have to look at the cause. It's climate change. Each event is a chance to acknowledge we are dramatically altering our climate, and it's getting worse. consumers until we change direction. The risk of treating it as a new normal is we don't see the dangers building. More extreme drought and more extreme rain is getting more extreme over time. And obviously it's something we're seeing across the world with the higher temperatures, with the wildfires, indeed the dramatic scenes coming from Nepal with the flooding there. And you're right, you do want to stick your fingers in your ears and say, no, you know, we don't want to face this, and even consider that there's nothing that an individual can do. But I do agree with you. We do need to think about it and realise that we do have power as an individual to make change in this area. You can let us know your thoughts. You can email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com or WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.